Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. On the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I talk with Mark Schneider, superintendent of Mid Prairie Schools, about the happenings at the latest Mid Prairie School Board meeting.
The board approved the hiring of Robin Foster as the new Mid Prairie elementary principal. Robin is currently a kindergarten teacher with the Center Point Urbana School District, underwent a day-long interview process with three interview teams, and which was followed up with a follow-up interview with myself the following week. Altogether, we had 36 candidates that applied.
The makerspace, that's a word I'm not familiar with. Can you describe what that is and what was talked about?
Sure. The makerspace movement creates places in schools that students can go to do just what the name implies, that is to make something. And so we have space in the high school and also space at Washington Township Elementary where you will find just a variety of things that students can do to be creative and problem solvers. For instance, at the high school, there are robots, there are drones, computer parts, just a variety of other materials. Likewise, out of township, we have township students that have started sewing in the makerspace, use electronics, and also robots. And these are projects that students do on their own or in small groups. It can be part of an organized class, or it can be just something that they do on their own time.
For the middle school standards-based grading, can you talk about what that discussion entailed?
Mark Pennington, the middle school principal, brought the board up to date on the progress of transitioning the middle school to a standards-based grading environment. This does mean that students will no longer receive A's, B's, C's, and D's. Instead, specific standards or learning targets have been developed for each of the classes, and then parents, through the reporting progress, will be notified of how well the students have done in meeting these standards. So it's much more specific than just an A, for instance, in math. Parents will be able to see very specifically all of the skills that the students are working on or have studied in math and how well they've done on each individual skill.
This is something new to Mid Prairie, but is it relatively new around the area? Or are you guys kind of following the footsteps of others?
It's been an issue that some school districts have looked at for quite a while, and some school districts have just started looking at it. We actually started investigating standards-based grading probably about 3 years ago with just discussion. Then for the last 2 years, we've had some teachers that have tried portions of it out, have gone to training, have learned more about it, and have actually adopted it in some of the classes at the middle school. But next fall will be the first time that every teacher at the middle school will be using this reporting system. So Mid Prairie has been under investigation for quite a while, but again, we wanted to take our time, look at the pros and cons, look at the unintended consequences for doing this, gathering input from the students and the parents. We wanted to do it right.
Is there any particular reason why the middle school was chosen, and is there the possibility that this moves to the other building so it's district-wide?
Actually, the elementary schools have been looking at revising their report cards. Actually, in an elementary school, that's the kind of reporting that's gone on in those schools for quite a while. If you were to look at most elementary school report cards, at least at Mid Prairie, even during my time here, under each of the subject areas, there have been certain skills that have been listed, and we've reported with either a plus check or a minus on how well students are doing on those particular skills. It's not as big a transition for the elementary school as you might think, and actually our elementary teachers have been looking at revising their report card to make it more standards-based grading. So I would expect it's going to happen more fully at the elementary school in a rather short order. The high school at Mid Prairie has also been investigating standards-based grading. I know there's a team of teachers that have been looking at it, getting trained. Again, I'm assuming that just like the middle school, that they will try it in certain classes and keep looking at it and eventually move toward fuller adoption of that kind of system. The elementary guidance counselors presented to the board on some guidance curriculum that they have been looking at. This curriculum mostly deals with kind of anti-drug, anti-alcohol, and anti-tobacco, and also anti-bullying. They shared those materials with the school board last night, answered the school board members' questions, and then the school board did approve the adoption of those materials for around $9,500 for all of the elementaries.
The financial focus for Part C that you'd like to talk about.
Just that under the homeschool assistance program, there were four employees whose salaries were frozen last year going into this year. And for this year going into next year, basically the teachers and the administrators have agreed to a salary freeze with a small salary increase for support staff members. During that process, these four members at the homeschool assistance program were included in that freeze, so that would mean that these employees would have had their salaries frozen for 3 years. So the board last night reconsidered just those four employees with the homeschool assistance program and decided to give them a slight raise. Really was my mistake. In order to work out the homeschool assistance program budget prior year, those four individual salaries were frozen, not for performance issues, but just for budgetary reasons. I just felt it was unfair. The board felt it was unfair to ask employees to go no salary increase for 3 years in a row. As far as the superintendent salary and benefits, there was only six members of the seven-member board that was there last night, so they decided to table discussion.
That was Mark Schneider, superintendent of Mid Prairie Schools, talking about the most recent school board meeting for the Mid Prairie District. I'm Zach Ulin for KCII News with In Touch with Southeast Iowa. You can hear this program online at kciiradio.com.